baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Traveling through Chicago on a bicycle is Bond Almond, an ultra-endurance cyclist. If you see somebody going by and it looks a little more complicated or significant than the average cyclist, it's this young man, Bond. Bond, are you there? This is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good. Where exactly are you? Do you know?
I don't know the name of the town, but I'm about 90, 95 miles northwest of Chicago.
Okay. So you just traveled through our town then. Was that earlier today or yesterday?
I traveled through last night pretty late and then spent the night about 10 miles north of the city.
You didn't drive through the storms, did you?
Yeah, I rode through that storm. It hit me when I was down and about Gary. Luckily, I was on a bike path for most of it and actually had some fun riding through the rain. But
yeah, that's a lot of fun. Bond's Extreme Journey is your 10,000-mile bike ride to every NFL stadium, carrying one football across every mile that connects us. I'm reading from your website. It's a bold expression of what Extreme Networks stand for, going further, pushing harder, and showing up for the communities we serve. This is a fundraiser, but it's also just an endurance effort on your part. What's the deal here? Why are you riding across the country with an NFL football?
Yeah, I think one of the amazing things about traveling on a bike is the connection that it brings, connecting all these different places together, these different communities. I meet some amazing people along the way and see a lot of really cool things. I feel like I get to know my country really well. And Extreme is a company that connects people as well, so the fit was pretty natural. The Extreme works with the NFL, so they pitched this idea to carry the kickoff football to every NFL stadium, and they chose me, the honorary football carrier. So here I am. It's a pretty amazing opportunity. I'm very excited to be out here.
So you're a competitive extreme cyclist. Didn't you cycle in college as well?
Yes, I did. I just graduated in the June, so I now ride full-time. But yes, I do this for a living, both these big, ambitious, multi-month-long projects, but also some races. Anything about 500 miles or longer is usually where I start to be competitive.
How many miles a day are you putting in?
Today is day 35, and I think I'm averaging 185 miles per day to this point.
Wow. So the NFL football you have, you're going to all the stadiums. So in other words, you went by Soldier Field, right? That was the idea?
Yeah, Soldier Field, I think, was Stadium 21. So stopped by there last night.
And you literally have one single football, and then you are going to deliver this football to the first game of the season?
Yeah, deliver it to the game. The idea was that maybe it could be used for kickoff, but as you can imagine, it is a bit roughed up. I don't think it's game ready.
Maybe a ceremonial first kick or pass or something, but after that, they'll probably have a new one ready to go. And then are funds generated? Like, what's this Extreme Network all about?
Yeah, so partnering with them to they make this trip possible, so through their support. And then we have a bunch of really cool stops along the way, both to kind of connect with communities. We have community ride-alongs, group rides. I've given some speeches, some Q&As in places, and we're working to raise money for Gen Youth, which is an organization that the NFL is heavily involved in, kind of promoting activity, like getting kids, young kids, outside, active, exercising, and eating healthier. So that's been a really cool part of this journey as well.
You're posting every day online, right? Like, what are you, on TikTok or Instagram? How are people following your journey?
Yeah, Instagram is my main platform. I post daily vlogs there, and then I'm also doing daily write-ups on a website as well. But yeah, my Instagram is bond_almond, BOND_ALMAND. And from there, you can find links to live tracking. So that's another really cool thing, is that people are able to see where I am, my live location, and they'll come out and maybe ride with me for a little bit or wave. And there's also links to, my blog on my Instagram.
Bond Almond, just like it sounds, BOND ALMOND, if you're following him or looking for him, Bond Almond on Instagram and elsewhere. One last thing. What's the weirdest thing, scariest thing, best thing that you've experienced so far as you travel across the country?
I think the scariest moment was probably in Oklahoma. There was a tornado threat out, or watch out, or whatever it may be. And so I was keeping an eye on that, as you can imagine. I didn't really want to get into a race with the tornado. But most of it's been overwhelmingly positive, and I think some of my most exciting moments, my most valuable moments, have just been relatively mundane conversations that I have with people I meet at a gas station or just along the road, and getting to know people who I would otherwise never have crossed paths with. And some of those relatively mundane conversations really stick out as impactful.
Well, I have a friend who's traveling across the country in an Airstream trailer, and he says the same thing. And he's kind of on the same sort of mission you are, not for the NFL, but just connecting people. And he's on a listening tour. And he says, just, you know, if ever we needed somebody to just remind us that we're all in this together and let's listen and be nice to each other and connect communities, this would be the time and place to do it. And that's what Bond Almond is doing, the ultra endurance cyclist for Extreme Networks. You can follow Bond Almond on social media. Pedal safely, Bond, and thanks for coming through our town.
Great. Thanks for having me on, John. I really appreciate it.